Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Melody Cederstrom was supposed to be with us, as she texted me early this morning and said she wasn't going to make it. And I'm going to have to get on to her. That's twice now she's had to do that. Last time it was a funeral, and I don't know what it is today. We'll just have to get on to her. We'll get her back on here pretty soon. She's a busy, busy woman. Lots of things to talk about, but let's go to the Lord in prayer first, because He's the one who really matters. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise You and we give thanks to You for the great I Am that You are. Father, we thank You for Your love and Your grace and Your mercy. Father, You are the great leader. You are the great shepherd. Make us shepherds too, Father. Guide us. Lead us. Protect us. Encourage us and embolden us. Grant us Your wisdom, wisdom such as Solomon had, that we can sift through all the lies and the rhetoric of today's world and know the truth. Only when we have the truth in our hands are we truly a free people. You are the way and the truth and the life. And we know that. Bless us, Father. Bless our efforts, great and small. May they all be a positive and glorification for You. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Years ago, I sold Tupperware. And the head of the unit that I happen to be a part of told us one time, as a just kind of something to help us along, where they gave you a date book when you joined. You had this date book calendar, and that's where you dated your parties. Back in that day, you had to have a party. If they caught you doing book parties, you were in trouble. She said, put every activity you have down there. Got family activities, personal activities, whatever the case may be, put it all down there. She says people like to book with somebody that's busy. Makes them think you're a winner. Yeah. People enjoy hanging out with winners, I guess, and the popular people. I never was really a popular person. I did pretty well selling my Tupperware. In sales, you have to lead. You can't shy away from what you're doing, and you must believe in your product and in yourself. Maybe it's a poor illustration, but this morning when Rudy and I were visiting, I don't even remember exactly what we were talking about at this point. My mind jumped straight ahead to the show. But the word leader popped into my head, as in follow the leader. America used to be the leader in the world, the free leaders. We were once actually seen as a noble and free people, independent and perhaps a little stubborn. When we were children, we played a game called Follow the Leader. It's a fun children's game. One of the children is picked out as a leader and can make, you know, it can be for any age of children, I guess for adults too if you want to. It's simple. And the children's imagination can grow wild, you know. No items are needed to follow the leader. The object to the game is to try and follow everything the leader does. And the leader will line up in the head of the line and do everything. The children will line up behind the leader and do everything the leader does. Turn the way the leader does. Jump the way the leader does. Whatever the leader does, they have to follow. There is no winner or loser to the game. You just follow the leader. And children take turns being the leader or the follower. So the variation of the game is you choose a different leader each time. Everybody gets to be a leader. Well, the Democrat version of that is only they get to pick the leaders. The children would sing, the followers would sing, as they were marching around and following this little train of children around the leader. We're following the leader, the leader, the leader. We're following the leader wherever they may go. And today, in America, it feels to me like we're following the loser. The loser, the loser, wherever they may go. I say they because it is a band of communists in our nation who are not winners, but are losers. And they're leading us down the path of destruction. They lead us down the path of more taxes, and we go. We follow them there. They say the rich need to pay their fair share, and we say yes, and we follow them there. They say give us your land, and we say yes, and we follow them there. They say we're not born a particular sex or gender. We say, okay, yeah. They say the world is going to end, and we say, oh, no. They predicted its demise, and it didn't happen, yet we keep following the loser. They say if you're white, you're a racist, and if you're not white, the government needs to help you because you ain't white. Wait, maybe? Follow the loser wherever he may go. If you're rich, you must pay your fair share. If you're a parent, your children's education is none of your business. Now, wait a minute. We're in the second year of a pandemic, but you must wear a mask, indoors, outdoors. Wear two, just in case. Following the leader wherever he may go. We could go on and on, but I think you understand what I'm trying to tell you. What was it Mike said? Believing and listening to absurdities causes you to do atrocities. We were once a nation who encouraged leadership. Leadership to better your life and the lives around you. Leadership requires integrity and good morals, where we see none of those in the leadership losers of America today. Trump might have led us to some ugly tweets or some unkind comments and name-calling. He did like to nickname people. But he led our nation back to prosperity, to independence in our energy, to common sense. Until our China Congress decided to allow Communist China to now lead America down their communist hole of godlessness, death, and poverty. Playing follow the leader as a child was fun. Playing follow the loser as an adult is destructive. I have several articles that I'm going to share with you today that, you know, I listened to some things last night on the news, and I don't get it. I really, really don't get it. Now, Biden made an appearance, it made absolutely no sense, in Michigan, trying to push this $3.2 trillion bill down the throats of the American people. With the lies of, it's already paid for. Losers. Losers. I think it's time, America, we stopped following the losers and started looking for some true leaders. Leaders who want to better this country, not demean this country. Leaders who want to build women up, not tear women down. Leaders who care about our children. Leaders who care about a country. Not losers who want to fundamentally change the country. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Be a leader, not a loser. We'll be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
Subpar immune systems throughout the world is probably the reason COVID-19 secured such a foothold on the population. Strong immune systems help prevent sickness. If you have a weak immune system, you might consider using a product called Immuno 150. It was formulated to strengthen immune systems. Immuno 150 contains 70 plant-derived minerals and 80 other nutrients. Go to your computer and visit Immuno150.com. That's IMMUNO150.com. If you don't have a computer, call 888-316-2224 for mailed information. Prepare to be surprised because Immuno 150 is effective and produces results. I urge you to try Immuno 150 if you want to improve your immune system. For more information, visit the website Immuno150.com or call 888-316-2224.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Be a leader, not a loser. This one struck me funny. And it's really not funny because these people are serious. They're really serious. This is the former director of the U.S. Mint, and he says the Treasury Secretary, are you ready for this? Are you sitting down? Put the coffee down. I want you to burn yourselves. Could mint $1 trillion coin to increase the debt ceiling. Yeah. I can fix it. We'll just make a coin that's worth $1 trillion, and that automatically raises the debt ceiling. Now, I'm not a financier, but I remember when we played Monopoly as a child, I was usually losing. You know, I thought, well, if I got out a second Monopoly game, which we only had one, but if we had two, I could get the bank out of the other one and I'd have money. But you see, I didn't own any property or have any houses or hotels on any property, so I was at the mercy of the dice. It could have lasted longer, but I was still going to lose the game. Well, how many of you want to invest in that $1 trillion coin? Republicans have indicated that they will not vote to raise the debt ceiling. I say to you, they will cave. They will do it. You wait till the 1st of December. You wait and see what happens. They will vote to raise the debt ceiling. President Biden is blasting these Republicans for refusing to join the Democrats raising the debt ceiling. And he says they need to stop playing Russian roulette with the U.S. economy. Now, isn't that just too good? I mean, come on. They're always blaming the Russians. Republicans just have to let us do our job. Follow the losers. Come on, people, follow the losers. Just get out of the way if you don't want to help to save this country. Get out of the way so you don't destroy it. How is raising the debt ceiling and continuing to raise the debt going to make America better? Well, of course, they said they weren't going to make America better, that America was never that good in the first place. These people don't believe in the American dream, therefore they want to tear it down so they can build it back better. Yeah. Yep, so I think it's pretty funny, this Philip Dial. He was the former director of the United States Mint. That's the solution is to make a coin that's worth $1 trillion, and voila, you've just fixed it all. Okay. You know, we need to, I really was hoping that I would have Melody here today because I figured she'd have some fun with that one. But I do want to give her number out. It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you're watching anything in the news and you're hearing how they're worried about the monetary system and you're hearing about how you may not get to have Christmas this year, Fauci says it's because of the pandemic. Yeah, we've all suffocated from wearing too many masks. Or there's not going to be any products. So little Johnny and Susie can't have any of those plastic toys because it's not there. They're on a ship. They're on a cargo ship, and nobody's there to unload them. I had the answer last night, Rudy. I had the answer.
Get the Russians to do it?
No. Russians don't like to do that stuff. The National Guard, we're pulling them out for everything. Why can't they go unload these ships so we can have Christmas?
Well, duh, I think they're all busy being nurses and doctors.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we need more. We need more National Guard. Okay, we'll just do the coin that's worth $1 trillion.
Let's take the easy way out. I mean, that's what we've been doing. Just print some.
You know, it's like. You know, I shouldn't pick on the women, but, you know, we do get picked on a lot, and it's okay. We know they love us anyway. You know, the woman that told her husband, we can't be out of money. We still have checks in the checkbook. And that's the way the Democrats are running this thing. That's the way the Republicans are running it. They all spend. The only time they really agree, I'm surprised they're having a little argument right now, but you watch. Those two Democrats are going to cave. They're going to get something they want, and they're going to cave and sign. That's what's going to happen. It always does happen. It's not hard to predict it. The only thing they're nonpartisan on is spending money. Your money. And breaking this country. Because somehow, some way, in those bills that are thousands of pages long, which in and of itself I think is treasonous, they're getting something out of it. And you're not. So are they representing you, America? Are we following the leaders? Or are the leaders making us losers? You know, the object of that game is to try and get people to do silly, silly stuff. You know, stand on one leg and wave your hand up and down, do something silly, and everybody following you does the same silly thing. And there might be a lesson in that for life. And, you know, my mama used to say, if Johnny jumps off a cliff, are you going to follow him? When I used to say, can I have that because so-and-so has that? She wasn't a very patient person on that. Well, Rick Scott, he's calling Biden out for being a hypocrite over this, telling everybody that it's paid for. The president's being a hypocrite, he said. Democrats control the House. The White House, the Senate, and everything. And he said, and then he's blaming it on the Republicans for not passing this bill, for not raising the debt ceiling. You see, they hold off just long enough to get something. And right now, Senator Scott's correct. They're blaming the Republicans. But it's a couple of the Democrats that are really holding it back. AOC is leading the way because it's not enough. They aren't going to give up anything. And Bernie Sanders is right there, propping the girl up. Propping the girl up. It's really kind of amazing how much we have followed the losers in this country. Like I said, we may not have liked Trump's tweets, his name calling, and some of the things that he said, but what he did for this country was good. Not everything was constitutional. I'm not even going to try to pretend that. But we're in a mess right now. And they're leading unconstitutionally. They're leading this country down a path of destruction. And we act like we have no voice in the matter. Like we're the little children in the back following the leader, following the loser. We're going to follow them down this rabbit hole of debt. And we're leaving this with our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. How long is it going to be? Melody said, it can't last. We don't know. They keep propping it up with inflation. They keep propping it up. But it isn't going to last forever. There will be a breaking point. Will you be ready? Will I be ready? Yeah, it was very interesting to have David Horowitz on yesterday. I'm getting them all mixed up. Rudy's just laughing at me. You know, he's been in this battle a long time. He's written a lot of books. I do not have his book, The Enemy Within, but I've read some of his articles. His insight is pretty good. But we have to be the leaders. These parents that are standing up to the school boards, they're being leaders. That's what the American dream is. We don't get pushed around by somebody else. We push back for our rights, for our children, for our jobs, for our communities. That's being a leader. Not shriveling down and saying, okay, I'll take my lashes. I'll take my taxes. I don't want to make any noise. I don't want people to see me. I just wanna have peace. Well, there ain't gonna be no peace. It's all chaos right now. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to talk about these parents and what's going to happen to them. You want to be seen? It could be dangerous in these days. CSC Talk Radio will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I don't know if you happened to see Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley, go after the the gal in the hearing, but he went after over what the Attorney General is trying to do to the parents. Attorney General orders FBI to punish parents protesting radical left agendas. Where's your free voice? I don't know what I'd do if I was a parent right now, but I'll tell you what. I'm not going to let them teach my children such evil things. It's not just the critical race theory, as bad as that is, but they're teaching them pornography. They're teaching them some things that it's just wrong. It says the administration has responded with orders from Attorney General Merrick Garland to the FBI to move against those parents. Without citing any instance of criminal activity, he cited a disturbing spike in harassment and intimidation and threats of violence against school administrations, board members, teachers, and staff. He credits them with the vital work of running our nation's public schools. Wait. Public schools. Not federal schools. Public schools. But he doesn't mention at all the disputes over the leftist agenda-driven instructions being adopted, including instances. Are you ready for this? In one school that had students play act in roles of homosexuals and transgenders seeking sex from a classmate. Whatever happened to reading, writing, and arithmetic? Whatever happened to that? That you don't send your children to school? You know, I remember I thought my mom was a prude. Because she didn't believe in sex education in the school. And now that I'm adult, and not a teenager or a 12-year-old, I understand what she meant. When they started this, teenage pregnancy increased. You gotta know teenagers, folks. You just gotta know teenagers. Garland warned that while debate is protected under the Constitution, that protection does not extend to efforts to intimidate the individual based on their views. Oh, you mean like following a senator into the bathroom and filming her and audio filming her as well as video on the phone? Oh, wait. Wait a minute. That was okay because that was a protest on the Democrat side. So that's okay. The violence in Portland, Seattle, Chicago, and New York, that's okay. But these parents standing up in a school board meeting, a community meeting for the public school for which their taxes are paying, the teachers, the principals, they have every right. It is not just their right, it is their duty to question these people. Kick out all that stuff. But then what would the teachers teach? Do they know math? Do they know real science? Do they know history? Do they know how to write? Most of them, I'd say, are a little challenged in that area. Do they know proper English? Oh, you remember now, that's part of critical race theory. You can't teach English anymore. Because that's white privileged. He says in one case, however, it was a school district that sued a parent for requesting public information under a Freedom of Information Act, directly retaliating against her for her views. Do you remember that? That's just been a couple months ago. She had every right to ask for this, and they sued her. The Department of Justice, he said, will prosecute events it dislikes and further will announce a series of measures designed to address the rise in criminal conduct directed toward school personnel. I only remember one. Of course, I don't know everything that goes across this nation. There was one that fought the police when they were trying to haul him out. They don't want to hear from the parents. And that's one thing the pandemic did against them was all of a sudden the parents knew what they were teaching and what they were not teaching the children. It's not about reading and writing and arithmetic anymore. You ever wonder, Republican and Democrat Congress people, they want more visas given because we need people with skills, higher learning in this nation, who can do these smart jobs. You ever wonder why all these millions of Americans can't do these smart jobs? Well, maybe it's because we've got teachers that don't know reading, writing, and arithmetic, so they can't teach it. But they can teach porn. They can teach other stuff that is immoral. One of those parents got up and said, I don't need them teaching my children morality. Not their morality. Garland says, I am directing the Federal Bureau of Investigation, working with each United States attorney to convene meetings with federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial leaders in which federal judicial district within 30 days of the issuance of this memorandum. Curiously, Garland's letter didn't actually specify any credible threats. The threat is you're questioning the lead losers. You're questioning them. They're not leading us to do better. They're leading us to lose. To lose your freedom, to lose your rights. Like I said, these parents not only have a right to question and to push back, they have a duty. Those children do not belong to the community. They belong to their parents and to God. And some of those parents are not, they're not conservatives. The one got up, she says, I'm not a conservative. She believed in same-sex marriage. She believed in all of this stuff. But she doesn't believe they should be teaching critical race theory to her children because she doesn't believe in that. She says, I don't believe in Jim Crow, and I believe this is Jim Crow. She says, they're segregating. They're telling kids that if you're white, you're privileged. If you're black, you got to have help because you can't do it on your own. How more racist can you possibly get? There's no way I could ever be a Ben Carson. Even if I did live a privileged life. My daddy was a piano tuner. I remember when I felt pretty privileged. Mama didn't want to buy me any sandals. Daddy knew I wanted sandals. Now, I didn't always get what I wanted. Very seldom. But Daddy made a special trip out to California, Missouri, from Jamestown, out in the country, Sandy Hook, to buy me a pair of shoes, a pair of sandals. And I'll never forget those sandals. They meant the world to me because Daddy wanted me to have them. I was probably 15, 16 years old. He wouldn't have let me drive out there. Oh, my goodness. What a... I'm telling you. This web... I didn't know swamp creatures had webs. But I'll tell you what. The swamp is thick. And it's evil. And it's a dark and mucky place to be. And it isn't just the elected officials. In fact, it's many of these appointed ones that are the worst. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller, but now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A Short Course in Global Governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Perhaps you already know, Rudy slipped me his phone during the break. And right now we have breaking news. I don't know much about it just yet. There is an active shooter. Multiple people have been reported injured. There has been shots fired at a Texas high school. It is, there is a lockdown there, of course. It is the Timberview High School in Arlington. Police said the victims were rushed to the hospital, though didn't provide further details of their conditions. This woman says, my daughter just texted me that there was a school shooting. And she sent this video, and she has a little video, which I can't watch while I'm on the air with you.
Fox News says they're still trying to set up a command post, the police are, so it is
so
obviously
the shooter
not
is still
yet.
There, okay.
That's what I would assume.
Let's just real quickly say a prayer for this situation. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we just pray that your presence is over this high school and over these people and over these police, over these administrators, these students. Father, the injured, those who have already been shot. Evil exists in this world, Father. And this rhetoric in this nation has just increased the confusion of hearts and minds. I just pray that your presence be with them now, your wisdom. Father, bring that shooter to justice. I pray. For whatever is happening there, Father, for your intercession and guidance. In Jesus' name, amen. We have evil in this world. We live in a broken world. There's no other way to put it. We have disease. We have violence. We have all kinds of evil in the world. And the more they push God away from America, the more of this we see. The left has divided this country. I told Rudy when he showed that to me, I said, you know, there's a gun law. There's a, I don't know if it's a gun law, it's going before the Supreme Court.
here very soon. Questioning your right to own a gun because of people like this. But it is because of people like this that you should have the right to defend yourself. Now, I'm not saying every child in there should have had a gun. I'm not telling you that. America, we're in trouble. We've gone from a time when, and maybe that was just rural America, the kids would have a rifle in the back of their, hanging right in the back of the window of their pickup truck, an old pickup truck. Because they were going hunting after, or went hunting before school. So, we can't do that anymore. Why? What happened to America that we can't have that simple life anymore? Every time they remove more of God, we see more evil. The darkness is there. The presence of the light is gone. Keep these people in prayer. Be watching to see what all goes down. Tomorrow we will have Mr. H on with the Immuno 150. And we met with him on Monday. We went and met him in Warrensburg, Missouri and had lunch. And a late lunch. I was starving by the time we ate. I think I could starve. But I told him, I said, when we talk, let's talk about, he said it's so important for the children to have this supplement to boost their immune systems. I said, you know, one of the problems with children now is we don't let them play in the dirt enough. I was being half funny, but it is somewhat true. Washing your hands in the, you know, antibiotic soap and cleaning every piece of germ you've got on you off, and next thing you know, some germ comes along and you are sicker than a dog. Because you have, your immune system hasn't been built up. You've got to build it up. Anyway, let's move on to Facebook. We'll talk about that for just a little bit. The censorship, let me tell you my opinion right now. Social media has a place. And everybody wants a new social media to replace these ones that are leading us down the wrong path. But we still have the same problem as far as the internet is concerned. But Nunes, if you remember him, he says that the whistleblower is just a diversion from Facebook's treatment of conservatives. Now, I've seen it on one side of the coin where, I'm just going to say it out loud, Fox last night wasn't necessarily saying the same thing, not Hannity, not some of the senators that were listening to this whistleblower. They were talking about the children. Remember when Pelosi was saying, it's for the children, it's for the children. My husband comes down once in a while and watches news with me, and then I spout off and I think, oh, that's why he doesn't want to be down there. But I looked at him and I said, it's for the children. Do you think she has a house made of candy so that she can trap the children? It's a trap. And so is this. This is a trap. Not for the children. They don't care about the children. Facebook really doesn't have too many children on it anymore. It's all parents and grandparents. We've taken it from them. They've got TikTok.
They're on TikTok. And they say TikTok is a dangerous place.
It's a hugely dangerous place. But this is all about getting more control over the conservative language, the conservative posts. I saw this morning, I didn't get to read it, but I saw an article this morning where a nurse had posted something on there because a friend of hers had gotten the vaccine and had a horrible, horrible reaction to it. And they blocked it. It was truth, but they blocked it. So what I started to tell you was where social media has its place. I believe we need to sneak back up in there. With radio. You're listening to radio. Some of you are listening on the internet. Some of you are listening on Facebook and watching me. They let me know if my hair's out of place and stuff, yeah. Which it is a lot of times. Follow a leader that is leading you down a path that is good, that is righteous. America, right now, we are following losers. If we follow this administration, if we do their every bidding, and if you don't do their every bidding, if you dare to question them, they're going to throw you in jail, they're going to have the FBI investigate you, and they're going to get you out of their way. Because that's what communists do. It's time to be a leader and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.